to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. And when I spoke to the Secret Service in this first book about the military, they were still trying to find out exactly what the military was accused of doing and what they had done. All I know is that the Secret Service, 11 agents brought 11 women back to the hotel, and I really can't give you any expert opinion at all on what happened to the military, other than what I'm hearing and what you're hearing, and it's being confirmed by other people. But I don't know the interrelationship between the military and the Secret Service as far as this scandal.
There's Congressman Peter King commenting on members of the Secret Service and the military involved in that growing scandal, the Secret Service sex scandal from Colombia. And that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This thing is moving closer to the top of the list for this week, and with good cause. Let's listen in as Andrea Mitchell talks to Senator Chuck Grassley, who says that while government officials are interviewing as many as 21 Colombian women linked to the scandal, the Senate Judiciary Committee has yet to even open an investigation.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley is the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee and has just been briefed by Director Sullivan. You've been told what happened. What can you share with us about whether sensitive information regarding the president's security and the security of his traveling team was potentially compromised?
I have no reason to believe that there's been anything compromised based upon what Mr. Sullivan told us, that there are certain protocols set up for the Secret Service to follow those protocols to make sure that doesn't happen, and he feels like those protocols were followed in this instance. But you want to remember, he briefed us 24 hours ago. He's only been into this thing for about 3 days at that point. He's going to dig deeper and deeper, so as of now, we don't think so, but I think you want to remember that you aren't at the end of the investigation yet.
Well, do you have confidence, the confidence that the president has expressed in imminent, actually Mitt Romney, who's also had protection for 2 months from the Secret Service, that he has also expressed in Director Sullivan to get to the bottom of this?
Yeah. Is your question about confidence in the director or confidence
Yes.
in the Secret Service? At this point, I do have. But you want to remember that I'm going to be following this thing for a long period of time. And the reason I have some confidence at this point, or confidence at this point, is because a question I asked him yesterday that's kind of a benchmark of whether I think people are thorough and open and transparent, I said, are you going to involve the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security in this investigation? And he said, I already have. So that shows me that, at least as I know most Inspectors Generals, they have their own staff, they have their own protocol they follow, and I would assume that we're going to get to the bottom of it and make sure that there's no shortcuts by Director Sullivan.
Your colleague, Senator Collins, said yesterday that she would find it very unlikely that this is an isolated incident, given that so many of these men and military as well were into the bar, that they were so widespread. She found it unlikely that this was a solo actor. What is your impression?
Well, she may be right, and if she is right, it's going to be a black mark to the whole Secret Service, because for 150 years or so, I think they've been a pretty respected organization, and
highly
a lot of
respected.
Confidence in them. Yeah, highly respected. And when I do so many investigations in so many different agencies, you kind of get up against the culture. Now, to this point, I wouldn't have suspected this to be a culture in the Secret Service, and I hope it isn't. But it opens the door of that possibility, and then when you've got that sort of a culture, even as bad as this is, it's difficult to change those basic cultures. But one thing that does help is that if heads don't roll in a bureaucracy, that has something wrong, nothing's going to change. And I think you'll find that these people, their heads are going to roll, although he can't make that determination until he's done with the investigation.
Finally, Senator, do you think that this is something that transcends politics? Is it fair, as some Republicans are already starting to do, to try to blame the Obama White House for this incident on this trip?
I think what we have to do is look at the overall issue here, and when it comes to the protection of the President of the United States, whether he's a Republican or Democrat, it should be totally nonpartisan.
Next, more on the Secret Service sex scandal on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. J.D. Randolph, 25th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
It was on a three-day rotation. You'd go out there and stay 3 days, and another company would come and relieve you, and they'd stay 3 days. Well, on September the 7th of 1951, we were supposed to get relieved the next day. Well, that night we got hit by artillery at about 11 o'clock at night, and they threw artillery at us for about 3 hours, and they estimate we had over 1,000 rounds of artillery hit this hill, and we had, on that hill, we had 75% of our company got killed, wounded, or captured on that hill.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Restaurant owners spend countless hours fretting over food stock and prices, catering to customers, and supervising staff. How do they stay on top of business and make time for a healthy meal? Megan Walhood and Jeremy Daniels, owners of Portland, Oregon-based Viking Soul Food, responded with a simple answer. Plan ahead and eat a good breakfast. Hunger can lead to overeating, so breakfast is very important. Quick ideas that they suggest will satisfy include taking a slice of whole grain bread, spreading it with crunchy peanut butter, and topping it with a slice of Jarlsberg cheese. Pop it in the toaster oven or under the broiler, then eat it with a sliced apple. Or try this egg and cheese wrap. In a lightly oiled skillet, scramble 2 eggs. Add diced tomato, chive or scallion, plus a handful of baby spinach or arugula. You can also use leftover salad. Add diced Jarlsberg cheese to melt, and then roll it up in your favorite flatbread. Breakfast has never been easier, healthful, and more satisfying. For more recipes, visit www.jarlsbergusa.com. That's Jarlsberg with a J.
The Talk Radio Countdown, an overview daily of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Radio host Howie Carr talks about the 11 Secret Service agents who have had their security clearance revoked and how he's actually enjoying this scandal as it plays out.
I'm sorry. I know this is a serious matter, but I can't help but, enjoy this. I like a good scandal like this. I like seeing the Secret Service embarrassed a little bit. The U.S. Southern Command initially reported that 5 members of U.S. Special Forces had participated in the partying at the whorehouse, but preliminary reviews of hotel security tapes indicate the number was likely much higher. A senior defense official told the Associated Press at least 10 military members may have been involved. The Secret Service announced today that it has revoked the top security clearances of all of the 11 agents suspended for allegedly hiring hookers in Colombia. CBS News reports that 2 of the agents involved were supervisors and 3 were members of the commando counter-assault teams. The scandal appears to have prompted some soul-searching within the Secret Service, although the agency denies that the incident indicates a widespread wheels-up, rings-off culture among its agents. ABC News has learned exclusively, so we want to just ask you: Are you enjoying this? Are you shocked? Are you enjoying this? Seeing that the Secret Service is embarrassed and the president is embarrassed, I'm enjoying it. I think it's pretty funny. ABC News has learned exclusively that the Secret Service officials accused of misconduct in Colombia revealed their identities by boasting to a Cartagena brothel that they worked for President Obama. Who'd they think they were? Dick Morris? The officials spent the night throwing back expensive whiskey and enlisting the services of the club's prostitutes, according to a bouncer at the club and a police source. The men paid for the sexual services in advance, but when it came time to settle the bill, there was a dispute over the charges. The group became belligerent and the police were called. The argument between the officials and the bouncers from the club escalated and ultimately spilled onto the street, according to several eyewitness accounts. The police have since been directed by U.S. authorities not to comment on that night or the scandal surrounding the Secret Service, according to a senior police official in Cartagena. Yeah, right, like that's going to do any good. The Play Club is a well-known whorehouse in this historic city. Some taxi drivers in the resort town are paid a commission for recommending the club and its prostitutes to tourists. How times have changed. It used to be that the Secret Service brought hookers into the hotel for the president. Now the Secret Service has its own hookers.
Here are our hosts, Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan, talking to some of their callers about how the Secret Service agents involved in the scandal ought to be punished.
What's your reaction to this whole scandal kind of thing? I mean, but you think that, well, you think they should be fired.
Yes, I do.
If they have perfect records for one horrible indiscretion, it is ridiculous they should be fired.
The only thing that's on their side is that the president arrived Friday afternoon. This cavorting was going on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So they would have time to sober up, because you're thinking you wouldn't want the snipers to be hung over the next morning. And that these women were at least of age. They were not
underage. Yeah, I'm not defending
it
at all, by the way. I'm really not. It's exploitation of these women and a human trafficking deal. I'm just saying, it's not an executable offense, in my opinion, if they otherwise have good records.
I don't think they need to be executed.
Well, you think they should be fired. That's execution, essentially.
I think it's pretty bad. You're supposed to be the elite protecting the United, and I think it's really disgraceful that these guys are out hiring hookers in Colombia.
First of all, they were not out hiring hookers. They hired them in their
hotels. Well, were they working for a drug cartel outside? I mean, and the whole thing about, it's up in the air about where the president's schedule was too.
There's been conflicting reports
about whether these young prostitutes could, maybe they were working for some nefarious people and they could go in and get the president's schedule. But as I said before, two Marine dork handlers, at least one member
dork handlers,
dog handlers.
Oh, sorry.
At least one member of the Green Beret from the 7th Special Forces Group, which is unfortunate.
Here's Jay Carney, who is the spokesperson for the President of the United States, responding, saying how the president feels about all this.
The president's perspective on this kind of matter, if in fact it turns out that some of the reported allegations are true, he will be angry about that.
Whoa, watch out. He will be angry about that. By the way, you heard Obama himself down there in Cartagena or whatever. He's another one. Even though we spoke about likability, show a little anger from time to time. Show you're really upset about something.
Can't do that, Jim.
Angry black guy. Okay, let's go to where we're going. We're going to Dave in Mendon. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
I heard that these Secret Service agents were leftovers from the Clinton era, and they actually thought they were on a pre-screening mission.
Now, Dave, do you think they should be like, this is like a death penalty kind of thing? They should all be canned?
Death penalty.
One serious indiscretion in a career of no indiscretion. Let's give them another chance.
There's a difference between, stealing from the office supply store and getting your boss mad and embarrassing the president of the United States.
Well, that's a good point. That's actually a good point. I take that back. And Dave, that is a very fine point.
I'm not big on firing people, for the first offense, but I do think this is a pretty bad one.
It showed horrible judgment.
Not in New York City, which would have been bad enough. It's in Columbia, which is even worse.
What, New York City would have been fine? What is your point?
Because it's in the United States, and it's not.
It's not legal to hire hookers.
Well, the legality of the hiring the hookers isn't the thing. It's being out of the country on a free-for-all in a dangerous country.
Up next, we shift gears to Ted Nugent, some comments that he recently made that are getting him into sort of a different kind of visit from the Secret Service. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're not prepared.
GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen,
and over 30 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug here. You can follow Doug at DougStephan.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Ted Nugent's comments he made at a recent NRA convention, speaking about the importance of supporting Mitt Romney. And as far as the president and his administration went, Nugent encouraged all who were listening to chop their heads off in November. Here are hosts John Howell and Amy Jacobson talking about Ted Nugent and if his comments are serious or just entertainment.
There is a call to action for violence against any elected official in the United States of America, federal, state, local. That's a problem.
He's calling for people to chop their heads off?
If you call for your supporters to go and chop the heads off, now I would imagine that Ted is speaking metaphorically. I don't feel Ted Nugent is a credible threat to the United States of America, nor the President of the United States.
I don't think there's a Ted Nugent army out there that he's going to, you know, form a solidarity against our elected officials. I don't think so.
But with the Secret Service has played a little full this week, I would think. Now they have to take some man hours and pursue Ted Nugent. Now, Mitt Romney has distanced himself a little bit from those statements. The administration has come out and called them disturbing, offensive, and that Ted should repudiate his remarks, and so should Mitt Romney, who has yet to do so. What do you think? Is it just hyperbole? Is it just talk? Is it just Ted Nugent? I think it's a calculated seeding of iTunes at $99 or $1.29 per. That's what I think it is. I think Ted is crazy like a fox and knows exactly what he's doing. I haven't listened to Nugent without smiling and laughing and chuckling to myself. Uh-huh. Sorry, Ted, since the Asbury Dukes back in the 60s.
And you've met him. You've had him on your show several times in Michigan, right?
And here. I mean, Ted is what he is. He's a noise machine. But I think a lot of people who are especially Second Amendment supporters and very passionate about gun rights, they rally around Ted. But you have to be very, very careful. Whether it's Ted Nugent or Alan West calling for the communists to be run out of Congress or anybody else, left or right, you can listen to crazy. You can enjoy crazy. You can find it entertaining. But don't use it as anything more than what it is, just entertainment.
Talk host Denny Schaefer here with one of his callers about Nugent's comments. And if those to the right ought to step up and say something, since they always do when somebody on the left says something that He's pretty much as stupid as what Nugent said.
Ted Nugent reportedly has earned himself the scrutiny of the Secret Service after saying over the weekend that he would be dead or in jail about this time next year if President Obama is reelected. Nugent made the comments during an interview on a radio show at the National Rifle Association Convention in St. Louis, comparing Obama and his administration to coyotes that needed to be shot and encouraging voters to chop Democrats' heads off in November. I don't have a problem with this, but I don't have a problem. I'm supposed to, right? Because I get upset when the left gets away with, you know, the ridiculous things that they say. And we all get, you know, where's all the, calm down the rhetoric. President Obama said calm down the rhetoric, and the Democrats are, you know, the Secret Service is now aware of Nugent's remarks and is taking the appropriate action. What does that mean? So, my guess is the Secret Service says, yes, Mr. Nugent, we need to talk to you. Hey, dude, can you cool it down a little bit? By the way, can we have your autograph? You know, let's go to the phones. We have Joseph and Metairie.
Hey, good morning. First of all, Ted Nugent is probably just on a drinking binge, so he needs to be excused. I mean,
I don't think he drinks anymore.
Well,
I could be wrong.
Whatever, but the actors and the rock and roll people, the Hollywood people and the rock and roll people, you have to unfortunately cut them slack because of their habits. You know what I'm talking about.
Is this hate speech? And if it is, how come we're not all riled up?
If the coyote's in your living room on your couch, it's not the coyote's fault. It's your fault for not shooting him.
Oh, see, there you go. They were the coyote relieving themselves on the couch. Okay, that's hate speech, right? Problems in Afghanistan. We'll talk about that moving along here on the countdown. Just a few moments.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, Doug Steffen, welcome back in to our Talk Radio Review. And now let's turn our attention to what's going on in Afghanistan. Here from CNN, Don Lemon talks to General Wesley Clark about the published photographs of troops in Afghanistan posing with body parts of dead insurgents.
So, General, the Times says its anonymous source hoped to draw attention to a breakdown in leadership and discipline that might compromise the safety of troops. When you look at these pictures, do you see a leadership breakdown there?
Well, it doesn't represent the standards or the training or the values of the United States Armed Forces. Our soldiers and our leaders know you don't pose with dead enemy bodies. And there's a lot of other things that you don't do. And we maintain these standards. And I think the men and women in the Armed Forces have done a remarkable job. Our leadership has done a remarkable job. No one ever expected when this conflict began in 2001 that we'd be in it 10 years later, 11 years later, and the volunteer army would have held together and done so very well. Mm-hmm. This is an exception, and I know the military will take the proper measures.
Yeah, it's an exception, but let's just look at this year. We know in January, the video of the soldiers urinating on corpses, and then it was February where there were deadly riots that erupted after the accidental burning of Qurans at a U.S. military base. And then just last month, of course, we know about the U.S. Army Staff Sergeant accused of murdering 17 Afghan civilians. So when it comes to U.S. troops, I mean, is there really any outrage left? I mean, can they actually win the hearts and minds after these incidents?
Well, I think it's a matter now. We've accomplished our major objective there. We got Osama bin Laden. We've taken strong measures against al-Qaeda. It's a broken organization, at least as it was in 2001, and it's not going to recover, at least not in the near term there. There are other enemies on the ground in Afghanistan, and it's been a tough fight. So winning the hearts and minds, I think what we can expect to do is continue training the Afghan security forces. I think we can expect to fulfill the obligations sanctions there to Hamid Karzai's government, and I think we'll get an orderly withdrawal out of that region, as the president said, 2014. That's what we're really looking for. There will be mixed feelings because those mixed feelings on the ground among the populace are inevitable in wartime. This is a country that's been through 40 years of war. So there have been a lot of losses, a lot of tragedy. There's a lot of hatred. This is one more small piece of that.
Talk host John Hancock and Mike Kelly with military analyst Jeff McCausland about how these pictures we're talking about wound up in the L.A. Times.
It seems like we're hearing about these types of issues all too often. How did the L.A. Times get a hold of these photos, Colonel?
Well, it's been reported that at least one of the soldiers shown a photograph actually provided to the L.A. Times. As you said at the top, these photographs were taken two years ago, 2010, so it's not an immediate incident. There's also a possibility that some of the soldiers shown these photographs have, in fact, left the military, which may raise some very interesting legal questions in terms of how you handle this particular problem. Can you prosecute these people, bring them back into the military if they have, in fact, fulfilled their obligations and left the military?
Unfortunately, we've dealt with this issue before. If they were still in the military, what is the process for dealing with soldiers that make this type of mistake?
Well, a federal investigation is being conducted, and Secretary of Defense Panetta has said that, as well as General Allen, our commander in the field. They'll investigate what exactly happened, but from then they'll make a determination whether they're going to move forward with either a court-martial or some type of non-judicial punishment. Clearly, it's a violation of the Geneva Convention, the laws of land warfare, as well as very specific orders that have been issued from the very onset of this conflict, from ICE staff headquarters, as well as the U.S. military command.
The publication of these photos in the L.A. Times today, I find deplorable personally. I just why they would do that, because they're putting our troops that are still in Afghanistan in harm's way. What will be the effect? What are the implications in Afghanistan for serving U.S. members of the military because of this?
Well, there's no doubt about it. This makes the problem in Afghanistan, which we all know is very difficult, just that much harder on those soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that are doing that. And I think these young people that are in these photos should be reminded of that. Occurring now, we just had this incident a few months ago of a video of Marines desecrating Taliban dead, and then the burning of the Quran, now the alleged killing of a number of Afghan civilians by an American staff sergeant, and now shortly thereafter, this incident just makes that situation much more difficult for the folks that are there on the battlefield. And frankly, it makes it tough for the administration, who's trying to repair our relationships with the Afghan government as we move towards a very important summit with our NATO partners about Afghanistan in Chicago in about a month's time.
You've got an interesting background, being a retired Army colonel. You're also work for CBS News, so you wear both a journalistic hat and a military hat at the same time. Is there a responsibility that journalists have when they publish things like this?
Well, there certainly is, you know, and we know full well that the Secretary of Defense had asked the Times not to publish this. In his recent statement, he has deplored the fact that they did that. In previous events, we know in Abu Ghraib, for example, major networks had those photographs several weeks, if not months, prior to them being released. The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time asked them to hold off publishing those things. You know, it's that fine line that was walked by the media every single day between the people in the United States' right to know, while at the same time, as you rightfully said, how do we go about doing these things to ensure that we don't complicate or put our soldiers in greater harm than they already are?
All right, politics with Mitt Romney and the presidential race. That will be the next item of interest here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This weekend, get a once-in-a-lifetime flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood clearance sale. Get first-quality hardwood, laminate, and bamboo for 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished bamboo, only 99 cents a square foot. Three-quarter-inch solid hardwood, an amazing $1.99 a square foot. On lots and closeouts from 19 cents a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. This Friday through Sunday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Grandpa!
Hey,
sir.
What up here? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
Sorry, you're hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
As we shoot along here, we turn our attention to Mitt Romney and the gas price circumstance that we find ourselves in. Here's how's Bill Cunningham talking to Romney, actually, about the price of gasoline, the budget, and what he'd do about each.
Let's jump ahead 1 year. You are the 45th president of the United States of America. Gasoline prices are $4 to $4.50 a gallon. What does President Romney do at that point?
Well, first of all, we make sure that we take advantage of all the oil resources we have in our country, and that includes Alaska and the Outer Continental Shelf. It includes the Gulf of Mexico. We start drilling here. We open up drilling also on federal lands. The president's cut back the number of licenses on federal lands in half and cut back permits by two-thirds. So we start drilling for oil here. Number two, we take advantage of our natural gas resources. We got a lot of natural gas. It's priced very cheap right now, in part because we don't have the distribution system to get it to all the places it could be used. It can also be a transportation fuel and take some of the demand away from oil that causes gasoline prices to be as high as they are. And so we take action that finally suggests we have an energy policy. Use our oil, use our gas, start, of course, mining coal and getting it to our power plants. America can become energy secure, and it's time to have a president that believes that we should take advantage of our energy resources.
Would you make a commitment, Governor, that when you're the president, that that your family will not take vacations to such an extent that millions of dollars of taxpayer money are used on your family? And secondly, how about this idea, Governor? How about stating now or soon that you will not take a salary as the president until you have a balanced budget?
Well, you know, you got some good ideas. I've given consideration. I can tell you this. I think one of the great resources that the president enjoys is Camp David. I know prior presidents have gone to Camp David and been able to get a little rest and to get away from the demands of Washington, bring some of their key advisors there and focus on solving the tough issues. And I would anticipate if I were fortunate enough to become elected president, but I'd be spending some time at Camp David, and my family and I would not be jetting around the world and using 4 years in office to see the world. But instead, I would consider the 4 to 8 years in office as a time to get America back on track. This country is going in the wrong direction under this president. He's both misdirected and over his head.
Well, the idea of not taking a salary until there's a balanced budget, and I would encourage members of Congress and the Senate to say that until we have a balanced budget, we will take no salary.
I think you've got a very good idea. I'm not going to announce it right here, Bill, but I appreciate your idea, and we'll give it due consideration.
Taco's Brian Freeman with CBS political analyst Dottie Lynch. They examine the latest polls and the bump Mitt Romney is getting.
Is this increase for Mitt Romney from the poll we're looking at mainly happening because Rick Santorum has suspended his bid for the presidency?
That's one big explanation. I think the week last week for Romney was very good. Santorum getting out, people seeing Romney as the inevitable nominee, and Republicans, especially conservative Republicans, rallying around Romney. On the other hand, rallying unenthusiastically right now, at any rate.
Now, this poll puts Romney and Obama at 46%. Where does this put, and what does this mean for Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul?
Well, basically, they still have their supporters in a horse race question about the Republican primary. Romney gets 54%, Gingrich 20, and Ron Paul 12. Mm-hmm. 9% actually volunteered someone else, although they weren't specific. So you still have Republicans, about a third of Republicans looking at Paul and Gingrich, but by and large, they're starting to accept the fact that Romney's going to be the guy.
Donnie, if you're Newt Gingrich, who's been here several times, Romney is in town today. If you're Gingrich, what do you got to look at this poll and think what?
Well, I suppose, you know, Newt Gingrich is the eternal optimist. If I were Newt Gingrich, I'd say, you know, the guy only has 54%. You know, there's still, that means 46% aren't there. I'm the next one up. And I could still get some delegates. If I can get 20, 25% in some of these upcoming primaries, I may be able to pick off some delegates and increase my visibility. So, on the other hand, I think it says what they both know in their hearts, that Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee.
Now, you mentioned that some Republicans still kind of lukewarm about Romney. How does he change minds, Dottie?
Well, I think, you know, possibly getting the support of people like Santorum and Gingrich, trying to make sure that their voters believe that he is the best able to beat Barack Obama and that he is committed to their issues. I think the desire to beat Obama is probably the strongest card he can play, and getting their endorsements and the endorsements of those conservative leaders with that message is probably the way to get them on board.
Taco's John Hines with another analyst named Norm Ornstein about the latest estimates, which suggest that upwards of $2 billion will be spent on this year's presidential race.
Is that too much money to spend to elect a president?
You know, I'm less worried about the overall amount that we're spending because it takes a lot of money to communicate in a large and diverse and cacophonous society right now than I am about the way it's being raised and the way it's being spent. And that really is an artifact of the post-Citizens United world. The Supreme Court has given us back the Wild West. And the kinds of monies that will be spent by anonymous outside groups running stealth, vicious campaigns with no accountability, that's as big a problem as the overall amount.
The same thing that the Republicans saw in the force, the face, I should say, the period of their GOP campaigning, much of this obviously stopped now with Rick Santorum dropping out, but that same sort of venom and vitriol that was going back and forth amongst their members of their own party will just become that much more exaggerated or overblown here as we get to the general election?
Oh, you bet. You know, keep in mind that in the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, the McCain-Feingold bill that passed Congress in 2002, there was a provision called Stand By Your Ad. So you put an ad on, the candidate gets up at the end and says, I'm Mitt Romney, I'm Barack Obama, and I stand by this ad. That puts at least some limit on the kinds of things that you say or the images you present. These outside groups, the so-called super PACs and others like Karl Rove's American Crossroads GPS, which doesn't have to disclose any of its donors. The disclaimer they put up at the end of the ad is not connected to any campaign or candidate. So they go completely overboard. Lies are not out of the question. In fact, they're almost mandatory. And, you know, we're going to get vicious in any event. Mitt Romney, to appeal to voters in his own base who don't trust him, has to basically rely on their antipathy towards Obama. President Obama is going to want to portray Romney as a bridge way too far and somebody who's extreme. Then you look at what the outside groups are going to do to amplify that, and it'll be scorched earth.
Up next, the focus goes to the passing of Dick Clark.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Sad story. The passing of Dick Clark at the age of 82. Here's Chris Jensen, who put together a retrospective of the life and legacy of Dick Clark.
Live from Philadelphia.
He walked onto the stage with an effortless appeal.
He's going to go all the way right up to the top.
And we welcomed him into our homes for what would be a 50-year visit.
Here's a thing called the twist. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chubby Checker.
Often called America's oldest teenager, he seemed ageless, hosting American Bandstand for more than 30 years, from black and white to living color.
It's been the greatest fantasy of my life. I've been working 35 years in television. It's my first love, and the Bandstand made it all possible.
Dick Clark was born Richard Wagstaff Clark in 1929 in Mount Vernon, New York. His mom was a homemaker. His father owned a chain of radio stations. And after graduating from Syracuse University, he got a job in radio, too. And music was his passion.
Music underscores everything that happens to you, the good stuff and the bad stuff. Music really is one of the three most important things in our lives.
In Philadelphia in 1956, Clark took over a popular local teen music and dance show.
This is WFIL TV.
And quickly turned it into a national sensation. American Bandstand launched the careers of hundreds of artists, from the Supremes to the Beach Boys.
Well, it's been building up inside of me.
Even a young Michael Jackson.
Please greet for their first visit. The Jackson 5.
Clark's career was threatened in 1960 when he was called in front of Congress and accused of taking money to promote artists.
I have sworn under oath that I have never taken payola.
He was cleared of all charges and went on to succeed far beyond Bandstand. A prolific entrepreneur, he created the American Music Awards, produced the Golden Globes, hosted the $10,000 pyramid until it was worth $100,000, and in 1972 launched this New Year's Eve tradition.
When I say New Year's Eve, do you think of any other place in the world?
Yeah, you think of Times Square.
Clark was that New Year's Eve institution until 2004, when his life took a scary turn.
Clark is recovering tonight from a stroke.
He was hospitalized for 7 weeks after that stroke, and for the first time in 33 years, he was unable to host his Rockin' Eve countdown. 1 year later, he made a brave return.
It was a long, hard fight. My speech is not perfect, but I'm getting there. Now, you and I have been a part of each other, died for so many New Year's Eve, that I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
After that, he didn't miss a New Year's in New York, co-hosting with Ryan Seacrest.
Now, Dick, you've done this for the last 40 years. Please take it away. Count us down to the new year.
All right. And now, the big moment we're waiting for.
Clark then said goodbye to his loyal audience one last time.
Take a look at Times Square. All that energy, all those happy people, they'll remember this night for a long, long time.
And so will we.
Here's host Phil Ciancola talking about the changes in the way we get our news and how he found out that Dick Clark died.
Dick Clark dead at the age of 82. Again, I've pointed this out before. The flow of information and breaking news and how it's changing. Again, how did I first learn Dick Clark had passed away?
I'm going to guess Twitter.
Twitter. Yep. Television news anchors feed down in Milwaukee, friend of mine. And, man, the death of a legend. I mean, I get, you know, you knew it was going to happen sooner or later. It's going to happen to everybody, and he was in failing health for some time. But still, Dick Clark's gone, man. This show right here, Fiber of America, changed the music scene. Some would even argue changed race relations in this country. You know, the whole black kids dancing on TV. Oh, you can't have that. I do remember watching some Bandstand. I wasn't a huge fan. Quite honestly, I watched a little more Soul Train than I did Bandstand for some reason. I don't know why. But he had a great, here it is, I found the quote. He had a great quote about his show, this particular show. He said, "I played records, kids danced, America watched." I mean, that's perfect. A perfect description of that show. That's really all it was. And then it became like the thing to watch. You had a, you know, he had that thing, rate a hit, rate a record, you know. Oh, I'd give it a whatever, easy to dance to. That's where that came from. You know, you weren't anybody until you were on Bandstand.
More of the items that we're talking about here on the Countdown Big Variety this week at Doug Stephan, STEPHAN. If you